The men that are out there repeating this prosperity nonsense are leading these souls to ruin and giving the bad guys the upper hand. And it's specifically and precisely because we're in a skinny gene moment. We're in a skinny gene emasculated moment. Men that ought to be leading are cowards. They're fat, lazy, bastard cowards. You see a prelate waddling around at 300 pounds overweight. I doubt he has an ascetic regimen that comports with his vow of poverty. And believe me, there are lots of prelates and lots of followers of prelates waddling around at 300 pounds overweight. That is not reflective of a people that are filled with asceticism and an imitation, as Thomas A. Kempis would write, of our Lord. Now, I don't want to get too heavy-handed in the 6 a.m. hour here, because Father Rutler makes great points, and I'm going to get to him in just a moment here. But I want to tie this into the discussion about what happened in Parkland, Florida last week. Because this is a very relevant, modern event. Hey, and by the by, and I'll say this about the president, whom I believe his foreign policy, if it's not neutered, is going to become one of the most reckless and lethal in the history of the United States. It's going to lead us into wars if someone with some sense doesn't prevail upon the madmen that are calling the shots on behalf of Donald J. Trump, El Presidente. Well, let me say something about El Presidente, that one of the reasons why the Never Trumpers despise him so much. Yeah, and I'm aware of all the reasons. I've read Dr. Chuck Baldwin on this. Look, we let this lecherous, philandering, blah, 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 you know, this moralless, soulless, rudderless lout into the presidency and cheered it on and this and that and the other. Well, you did get an assurance that less babies are going to die at the hands of the government of the United States. So be happy for that, because you would not have gotten that from Mrs. Clinton. You would have gotten the opposite. But there is another part of Trump's mystique, if you will, that puts people immediately off. And that is the fact that even though much of this is Machiavellian bravado, he's not a skinny jean pant wearer. He's not an effeminate little sodomite broadcasting ice skating, figure skating commentary on NBC. I think that is why he is the most, that's what drives most of the people that despise him. President Trump, because he doesn't wear the skinny jeans. He's not all nice and calm. He's not all cunt. He's not all touchy-feely and sensitive, you can't, like Obama was. Obama was a skinny jean wearer. By the by, young men, gentlemen, and I know you're coming to this show in increasing numbers, don't wear skinny jeans. It'll make you impotent. It will kill your sperm production. Better charge, please. I believe that's proven fact. Don't do it. And if you're impotent, you might as well be emasculated. Then, especially by your own act, now you're really defying the natural order.